Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, my next guest tonight is an actor who stars in the new Hunger Games prequel, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Lucy Gray won't survive a minute inside that arena. So that means we have to make every second before then count. I'll get her to sing again.
I wouldn't sing a note for you if I was her. I wouldn't do anything at all unless I could trust you.
She's District Tigress. She knows we hate her and she wants us dead. How am I supposed to get her to trust me?
Imagine it was your name that they pulled and you had been ripped from your home. I just want to know that somebody still cared about me out here. Don't discount her just because she's District, Koryu. You might have more in common with her than you think.
Please welcome to The Late Show, Tom Blythe. To have you on.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're a Brit.
I am.
You're a Brit. Yes. Are you spend most of your time here or over in the UK?
I actually live here. I live in Brooklyn. So.
Oh wow.
You
do. Some people from Brooklyn. You do have that thick Brooklyn accent.
Yeah. It's 7 years in the making. I'm getting there. Yeah.
Well, the character there is basically a younger version of Donald Sutherland's character, President Snow, from the other stories. You don't seem like that much of a villain. What gives?
It is set 64 years before, so I have a little bit of leeway to make him a little bit nicer, thankfully, because he's pretty mean in the other films.
Were you a fan of the books?
I was a huge fan, yeah. I mean, I grew up watching these things. My mom and my sister and I used to go on the opening weekend and go and see the movies. Getting to play him or kind of follow in his footsteps is a real honor.
You know, people become obsessive about these stories.
Yeah.
And people are excited for like another chapter of this to be coming out. Was there something when you were younger, other than this, like did you have a fan base you were part of?
Yeah, I was kind of a little bit of a fanboy growing up, and I used to like love dressing up as all my favorite characters. So it's Star Wars, Harry Potter, you name it. I used to make my own characters up, like a mishmash of different characters with cowboy outfits mixed with wizard outfits, cow wizards, you know, like, yeah, the whole thing.
Harry Skywalker,
exactly. Yeah, how did you know?
What? I don't know.
Did you do that too?
Did you do collectibles and stuff like that?
Oh, I had dozens and dozens of, like, Star Wars figurines, like, lining the shelf.
Do you still have them? Because that's cash, baby.
I know. I've been told since they're, like, worth something now.
Yes.
I think they're in my mom's basement somewhere or in the attic.
Tell her not to throw them away. I saw Star Wars 3 weeks before it opened because we were in a test city and nobody knew what it was. And I had these really odd collectibles. I had a Luke Skywalker shampoo and conditioner set with a little bar or orange bar of soap that had Luke Skywalker in his X-Wing helmet carved into it.
What?
And a comb that has an X-Wing on the handle in a little pack that you could put on your belt. So you could wear it. I don't know why you would wear soap on your belt.
You know, Well, this was pre-pandemic, but Star Wars knew it was coming. That was what was happening.
And my mother, God bless her, my mother looked at it one day and said, well, he's never going to use the comb and the soap. So she kept the two bottles and threw everything else away.
No.
And so not collectible.
So you don't have them anymore, any of them?
I actually, a very lovely woman, I told this story once in an article, and someone sent me a replacement version.
That's amazing.
Which I keep in my desk in my office at all times. And I will never, ever get wet. Well, you were born and bred Brit, and as we can tell, you have the debilitating accent that comes with that. But you have an American accent in this, and in Billy, you play Billy the Kid on MGM Plus, and that's sort of like a sort of a Southwestern-y kind of accent. Do you find, like, I'm always, and pardon me, like, if you get this too much, but I'm kind of obsessed with how lovely I think a British accent is. And then, to me, of course, there's no standard American accent. Like, I don't sound like anything. Do I have an accent to you?
To me, you do. But you, to everyone, someone has an accent.
Could I
sound like... Only if you paid me. No, don't.
Did you know how to ride before you played Billy the Kid?
No. I had like 2 riding lessons in North Yorkshire in England when I was a kid, and I fell off and never got back on the horse. And they say that you're supposed to get back on the horse. That's where the phrase comes from.
That's the thing they
exactly.
say is you have to get back on the horse.
I know, and I made the mistake at the ripe age of 6 not getting back on the horse.
But someone has to put you back. It's not your fault.
You're right.
Of course, a child isn't going to normally just get back on a beast that just threw him that weighs 1,500 pounds. It's not your fault.
I'm realizing
it's not your fault.
I've internalized
Tom.
This guilt for years. I've internalized this guilt for years.
So you had to then go learn.
I had to go learn, and I think I have
a photo of you as Billy here, because that's you have to like ride with one hand and shoot.
I'm shooting rifles, lassoing cows and stuff while I'm riding. It's a lot.
You lasso cows while you're riding.
In season 1, there was some lassoing of cows while doing it. I'm not great at it, but I'm okay. And I have great stunt doubles when I fail.
Sure.
Which is good. I was living upstate at the time. It was like, you know, in the middle of the pandemic, and I was like auditioning via Zoom as a newly graduated actor. And I ended up getting the job. And there was a kind lady down the road who became a friend who rescues horses, like Mustangs, who are going to be put down. And she rehabilitates them, and she works with soldiers and ex-soldiers doing kind of like rehab stuff. She said, I'll teach you. And I was like, okay, great. That sounds awesome. Amazing. Now I can get ahead of it. And so I went down to her farm, and little did I know, the rehab she does is like yoga and Reiki and all this energy work.
She does yoga with the horse?
She has you like take off your shoes, lie on the back of the horse, and just like lay there for half an hour.
So the horse isn't doing the yoga. You're doing yoga on the horse.
No, the horse is basically like a yoga mat with legs.
Okay.
I was
picturing a horse doing a downward dog.
Yeah. Now, that's where we're going to go next. That's the next. Yeah.
But then you eventually learned to ride.
I did, and it actually did help because once I learned to do this, then I graduated to actually riding, and then once I got up to Canada and started filming with the movie horses, which is super well trained, it was a lot easier. Yeah.
We just had Paul Giamatti out here. Everyone
I know
Paul.
Just now.
Lovely fella.
He's amazing.
We showed a photo of him playing Hamlet. One of the most challenging things an actor can do is play a great Shakespearean tragedy.
Yep.
Is there someone you'd like to play?
You know, I love like the old kind of Roman plays. You know, I'd love to do like
Seneca
Julius Caesar or like one of Brutus or one of those parts. That'd be cool. In drama school, they had me play Toby Belch in Twelfth Night, which, if anyone knows, is like the clownish, like largely endowed character. He's just like a big man.
Fat, not largely endowed.
Largely endowed is a very different thing.
Slightly different. That is PR. That sentence is PR for Toby Belch.
When I played him, he was largely endowed.
I got it.
Can we edit that out?
No. The Hunger Games Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is in theaters this Friday. It's Tom Blythe, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.